This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The practice of shorting is part of the fabric of Wall Street. It's a way of betting against a company, making money when a financial instrument falls in value. For instance, there's the billion-dollar bet that hedge fund manager William Ackman made against a company called Herbalife. With that bet placed, he's been working to take the company down. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more on the art of selling short.
Shorting means betting against a stock. But how do you actually do that? Well, first, you have to be pretty sure that the company stock is going to go down. So what do? I borrow some of that stock.
Hey, Stace, what's up?
Hey, Sabri.
Can I borrow some of your Acme stock?
Sure. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to sell it.
You can't do that. That's worth $1,000 a share. My grandmother gave me that.
Relax. I'm going to give it all back to you.
Okay, well, you better.
So even though I don't own that stock, I go and sell it on the market. I now have $1,000. Fast forward to tomorrow.
Sabri, where the hell is my Acme stock? I want it back.
Okay, jeez.
Now, in the meantime, like I thought, Stacy's Acme shares have plummeted. They are only worth like a dollar now. So I buy back the share for a dollar and give it back to Stacy.
Mommy's missed you, my precious.
Stacy has her stock back and I get to keep the money. That is called short selling and people do it all the time. But there's obviously some risk if you bet wrong. Patrick Curtis runs WallStreetOasis.com. It's an online finance community.
The dangerous thing about shorting is that there's theoretically infinite loss.
If instead of going down, the stock goes up and you're on the hook for buying it so you can return it to Stacy, well, that can do some real damage.
It can wipe out your whole fund.
And shorting can be stressful for the company that people are betting against, too. They know when people are shorting them, and so does everybody else in the stock market. Damian Park is with Hedge Fund Solutions. They advise companies that this happens to.
It puts pressure on the stock price and pushes it down, and it puts pressure on the management team.
So if a ton of people are shorting you, it's kind of like wearing a scarlet letter. But of course, shorting is a bet, and bets aren't always right. I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.